Well, good morning, and welcome to Spiritual Awareness with Pastor Davenport. We are a Spirit-filled, Bible-believing beacon of light, a non-denominational prayer ministry serving the Lord Jesus Christ, both through Gospel of Faith Church in Ash Fork, Arizona, as well as from the Spiritual Awareness broadcast studios right here in Fort Mojave, Arizona. We are a worldwide prayer ministry. We are an Arizona nonprofit, 501c3. So you can rest assured that if you send in tithings, you can take them off of your taxes. I am Pastor Davenport, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. Today, we're going to start with clearing our mind and preparing for the Holy Spirit to prepare us to be open to learn of God's Word. Let's begin with prayer. Father, I praise you for this time that our prayer partners and our prayer warriors all over the country and around the world can work together to pray fervently for the salvation of the lost, that they would find Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. I ask you, Lord, to bless not only this broadcast, but also Gospel of Faith Church, that they truly would be that beacon of light to shine bright so many would come to know the salvation that only you can bring through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus. These things we pray today in the name above all other names, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, someone asked me, hallelujah, I'm telling you, I feel the Spirit this day. Someone asked me why I wanted to do this broadcast, and I tell them each time, because it reaches people for Christ. Because if we reach one or two or 10 or 12, whatever it may be that we reach them for Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's where we want to be. So this morning, as we prepare, I'd like to pray one prayer for the vision of the church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence, thanking you, Lord, for Gospel of Faith Church. It is fast returning to the Spirit-filled church it once was. You have called us to be saints in Juniper Woods and Ash Fork and KW and Seligman and Williams and Chino Valley, all around the church and around the world. And as we lift our voices in one accord, we recognize that you are God, and everything was made by you and for you. We call into being those things that be not as though they were. I want to thank you that we speak the same language to you, the language of the love of the heart for Jesus Christ. There is no division among us. We're perfectly joined together in the same mind. And I want you to grant unto us, Lord, your representatives here, a boldness to speak your word, which you will confirm with signs following. Thank you, Lord, that we have workmen in abundance and all manner of cunning people for the every manner of work that the church provides, each department, each part, reaching out to the lost in different ways, whether it be the food ministry, whether it be whatever it may be, Lord, guide it back unto your word, unto your ways, Lord. We ask you today in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen and amen. I'd like you to grab your Bible, if you will, hold it up to heaven, or if you can't hold your arm up, then just place it on your heart. And repeat after me. This is my Bible. Go ahead and say it out loud. This is my Bible. It is the infallible word of God. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the word of God. I'll boldly confess my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never, never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bible, if you would please, to Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. And this will be our memory verse for today. Our memory verse. So kind of try to learn that if you can. Write it down and try to learn it. These memory verses are good because they touch your heart and your soul. Matthew 4, 19. And he saith unto them, he's talking to you right now, follow me. Can you hear Jesus' voice? And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Praise God. Praise God. For some reason, the last few weeks, I've been felt led to talk about this New Testament church. You know, we began Gospel of Faith Church, and it was a Holy Ghost church. It was filled with supernatural power of the Holy Ghost and healings. People finding work that hadn't worked. People reaching out to one another because of the infilling of the Spirit. This is called soul winning. Reaching out to one another and talking about Jesus Christ. Witnessing for Christ. Remember what we talked about. And it talks about in the book of Acts. I didn't mark that, so I'm going to get over there really quick. Acts chapter 1. Let's go to Acts 1. And as we go, I want you to keep in mind what we're talking about. We're talking about soul winning for Christ. That's what my subject is today. So in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he hath heard of me. For John, verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now John was soul winning for Christ, amen? And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Now listen to verse 8. I'm in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We're talking about a Holy Spirit church. We're talking about a true New Testament church. And this is the beginning of soul winning for Christ. And he said unto them, excuse me, I was in 7. But ye shall receive power, say power. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost it come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. What is a witness? A witness is a soul winner for Jesus. Hallelujah. What did Christ do for you? How did he change your heart? How did he take you from what you were to where you're headed to be with Jesus? He says, ye shall become witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. Now, I want you to know whether you're in Ash Fork or Juniper Woods or KW or Williams, Seligman, Chino, or anywhere else in the world, you are in that part that says, unto the utmost parts of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, that's the beginning of the church. That's the beginning of the New Testament church. Become witnesses of God. Become witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Become witnesses of salvation and the kingdom of God. Chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost, now this is the church. You want to talk about a New Testament church? This is the original New Testament church. This is what Christ has in mind. This is what God wants at Gospel of Faith Church and every church. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They weren't in a Honda. They were there in agreement. Amen? I want to repeat that. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. They were in agreement. They were there to worship. They agreed all together as one. And suddenly something happened. The Holy Spirit, it says, and then suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, I've seen that in Gospel of Faith Church. I've seen the wind fill that church, and you can feel the magnetic energy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You can feel God. You can feel those vibrations of the supernatural power that wasn't there before we invited the Holy Ghost in. Hallelujah. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. Remember, John said, one will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire, and it sat upon each of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there appeared unto them, it said. It came to them. It wasn't some vision, someone speaking up. It came into the very house, the very church where they were worshiping. And it sat upon every single person, man, woman, and child, and the Holy Ghost, to hallelujah, fill them. Praise Jesus. And they were all, say all, they were all, I love that part, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, listen to what it says, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Do all people speak in tongues? No. It says right here, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Maybe you don't need to speak in tongues. Maybe it's meant for the entire congregation when somebody speaks in tongues. Or maybe it is to close your ears and confuse your hearing so you don't hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking to one person. Now, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. They didn't know what was going on, because that every man heard them. Now, listen to what it says. And every man, I'm going to paraphrase, woman, child, heard them speak in their own language. Now, there was all kinds of nationalities there, and they were all speaking in their own language. Now, unless you were a language expert, you would not be understanding what they said. But when that Holy Spirit came down, praise God, every person heard what was going on in his own language. Now, I've had that happen at the church. Not once, but many times. Had people thanking me for doing a sermon in Japanese, or thank me for doing the sermon in Spanish. Now, this is it. This is where it began. Hallelujah. This is where it all began. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. We need to become that New Testament church. Hallelujah. And begin to soul win for Christ. To begin to be soul winners. In Matthew 4:19, and he saith unto them, he's talking to you right now. He's saying, follow me, and I will make you a fishers of men. Now, I don't know about you. You probably got out in your garage or out in your shed an old Zebco reel and rod. That's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about fishing for fish. He's talking about fishing for souls, fishers of men. That's the great commission of the church, is to become soul winners. This is the mandate of all who profess to be a Christian. This ought to be the lifeblood of every single believer. Amen. I'm telling you, in the next few weeks, I will be addressing some of the ways that we can become better soul winners by witnessing for Jesus. Some of you may think that you need to be biblical scholars, a theologian. They were not. They were simple people, fishers, fishermen, tax collector, every possible trade was represented. See, it doesn't take that all of that. It was in the army. I was stationed in the South, stayed with a family who absolutely bugged me to death to go to church. Freshly back from Vietnam with a chip on my shoulder, with what at the time was called shell shock. Now we refer it to as PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which we call it war, post-traumatic war disorder. See, I didn't know that I had moved into the property of some Christians, what I described as holy rollers. If somebody said, where are you living? I said, I rented a trailer off the base from these nice folk, but they're really nice Southern people. But man, you know, I was a drug addicted soldier. I had just gotten off of heroin, who was wanted out of my misery. And evidently this man recognized that because he saw something in me. How many of you look at your family, look at your friends, and you see something better? You see something better. Now, I got to give you a report real quick before I continue. Brother Ray has gone back to California to live with his sisters and get him. They've already got him on Medi-Cal. They've already got him food stamps. He's being taken care of. Praise God. I thank you, Jesus, because he was lost. Brother Ray, I believe, was going through the first stage of dementia, and he needed help. And there was none here. You know, we can only do so much. But his sisters have taken action. And they've, you know, they're wonderful. I've spoken to both his sisters, and I'm going to leave names out of this. And I've spoken to both of them. You know, they're really reaching out for their brother. They're taking that extra step. And isn't that what it takes? And we've got them on listening to the broadcast, I hope. Anyway, they call for the address. So let's hope. Anyway, I praise God that, and if any of you knew Ray, you know that he's just been lost these last two or three years since he got to where he couldn't work anymore and basically was living off of food bank food. So now he's God has blessed him. Are you listening? God has blessed him, and he is doing well. So I just wanted to throw that in there. So as I saw something in as this man saw something in me, and he taught me something over the next 2 years that I rented that trailer that I want to share with you. It was called Christian love. It was just a simple thought, really. And I hope it will have a lasting impression on each and every one of you. Very quickly, I learned that Brother Saul's, and he's passed on now, God bless him, had a love for fishing. Now, I like to fish. And he said, you know, I'd like to introduce you to a different type of fishing, specifically fishing for souls of the lost. I go, oh Lord, here it comes. Oh Lord, here it comes. And when he learned that I was one of those lost souls, he began very suddenly to invite me over for dinner, treating me like one of the family, and spoke to me like I was his son, and eventually getting to come to their church to help the building, help with some of the building. You don't have to go to church, just come help us with this remodel we're doing on the church. They were remodeling. And finally introduced me to their pastor, a tall, red-headed man who ended up baptizing me. And I praise God for Brother Saul's and Brother the brother that baptized me, Brother Lawton. There we go. My brain's not working either. During the course of the next 2 years, I became very close to this family. So close that I was actually one of his sons. And I got so close to him, I was much closer to this family, closer than I'd ever been to my own. And I found, after finding Jesus in a foxhole in Vietnam, when I was in Nam, much happened to me, and I found Jesus Christ. And he told me, no more drugs. I have something for you to do. And I kept waiting for something to happen. I knew that inside of me was an unquenchable thirst for the knowledge of God. I read everything that I could get over there. And then I was given the scholarship to Liberty University and was finally ordained into the Pentecostal Holiness Church of God. My life was changed by this old country gentleman from Georgia and his family in 1970. It changed because Brother Sauls introduced me to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he had this passion for fishing. It was very contagious. I know that God saved me in Nam for a reason. And I kept asking God, so what are you going to do? And this is what he did. Everything that he talked about, Brother Sauls, everything he talked about was exciting to me. He loved fishing along the Ogeechee River, catching catfish and bass. And his excitement was rubbing off on me day by day by day by day. The desire to go fishing was built in my heart. And then finally, he took me fishing. And I caught the biggest bass that I'd ever caught in my life. I hadn't been fishing since I was little. And I've looked back at the 2 years and realized that Brother Sauls taught me something important. It wasn't the things that he taught me about fishing that I remembered, but it was simply this. And this is what he said, and I quote it word for word. You got to have the want to. You got to have the want to. And I've been working with veterans ever since. Homeless. I had fished when I was young many times and just loved it. But over the years, the desire had disappeared until I reached a point where I truly had no desire to fish anymore. And when we lose that desire, that passion, that want to, we basically give up whatever it is that we once had a passion for. See, I don't think that it was any accident that Jesus chose mostly fishermen to be his disciples. When Jesus said to me in that foxhole, and he put his hand over my arm where the scars of doing drugs were, I was about to shoot up when I saw this nail-scarred hand go over across my arm. And he said, no more. I have use for you. You're going to build me a church in the middle of nowhere, and you're going to become a fisher of men. See, he was really saying your motivation and your expertise in fishing are exactly what I'm looking for in a new kind of fishing industry. Notice that Jesus Christ did not just send them out to be fishers of men the next day, but Jesus said, follow me. Follow my ways. Follow my words. Follow my life, and I will make you fishers of men. Church, that's us. We've grown Gospel of Faith Church to a point where we need to call back the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And then we need to be baptized again in that Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. And then Jesus was developing a want-to attitude. A want-to, say it with me, a want-to attitude. Hallelujah. A desire to fish for men. Now that's mankind. And fish for their hearts and their soul. Before Jesus could ever show them how to fish for men. He had to install a desire in their hearts for souls, a hunger to bring those souls to Jesus. Now, if we want Gospel of Faith Church or the broadcast to go worldwide and to be soul-winning church, then we have to begin with what to do before we ever get to how to do it. We have to have that want to see that church full of Spirit-filled believers. And when that gets full, we'll build a bigger church. And then we will send out teams of soul winners for Christ. Jesus Christ has called each and every one of us, hallelujah, to be fishers of men. Somebody raise your hand to heaven and shout amen. But it will never happen unless the desire is renewed in our hearts. And I would like everyone to understand, there are many thousands of people that will never enter into the church building again, perhaps because they are shut-ins, perhaps because they have been burnt out on organized religion. Someone hurt them deeply, irreversibly harmed, and want to know that Jesus, but won't go where they are accepted. This church is for them. This church is open to all people of all races, all creed, all religions. If you're poor, if you're rich, if you're black, if you're brown, if you're yellow, this is a red blood bought church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you are welcome there. If you're LGBTQ, come. We're there. We're extending our arms and saying, welcome to the house of God. This church is for you. Until God brings that new spiritual awakening. Hallelujah. It has to become passionate. It has to become a want-to church, a significant factor in our lives. Amen? Somebody say amen. I can't hear you, but say amen anyway. See, I could give you all the instructions and that I know of on how to win a soul to Jesus. I could give you books and refer you to websites that are filled with ways to soul win for Christ. I could give you magazines and Bible studies. I could read scripture after scripture after scripture. But if you don't have the desire to win souls for Jesus, then you will never, and you never will. How many of you know that that's true? I can't see your arms up. But you know what I'm talking about. You know, because you're feeling those goosebumps going up and down your spine. My intent today is to renew our desire for saving souls. Our souls. One soul at a time. My desire today and my intent is to renew your want to. I always told my kids, and they would always say, I can't. And I said, can't, never could. Just as fishing for bass is contagious, so is fishing for mankind. Start hanging out with some people that love to win souls, and it'll rub off on you. I'm telling you. You'll be excited. Don't just sit there in that pew. Jump up, stand up, clap your hands, sing along. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Witnessing, soul winning, telling people about Jesus Christ is contagious. It's addicting. Soul winning is exciting. I'm telling you right now, it is so exciting. This past week, I've just read the book. It's called Full Throttle. It is the missionary story of Benny and Teresa de Merchant, and it tells. His book tells a story after story after story of how they were able to win souls to the kingdom in a dense forest in the Amazon basin. These people don't know anything about Jesus. They don't have a TV. They can't watch Benny Hinn or any of those people on TV. When the the merchants arrived in the Amazon basin in 1965, there was not one person who knew anything about this gospel message. Today, there are over 650 churches, not people, but churches, and over 40,000 saints as a result of their ministry. They have also started 35 Bible schools in the area, teaching the Word of God, because that's what we need to do. Soul win for Christ. Get them into church and teach them the Word of God. Amen. Now this brother went through two airplanes and dozens of engines flying up and down the mightiest river in the world, spreading the gospel to thousands of people who were unreachable by any other means than Brother Benny's Cessna float plane. He survived numerous plane crashes, escaped from wild Indians, survived sickness, struggled with the death of his only son at 16 years old, and yet he kept winning souls to the kingdom of God. In a course of reading this book, I laughed, I cried, I got down on my knees and I prayed and I repented for those times that I could have been a witness for Jesus but wasn't, for those times when I could have done more but I didn't. And when I got up, I thanked the Lord that I was still moving, going, trusting God to go out and do better than I've ever done in the past. This is a New Testament church. It's Gospel of Faith Church / New Testament Church. Hallelujah. See, I don't know about you, but I want to win souls for the kingdom of God. Upon completion of the book, I sat down at my desk and thought to myself, this man has stored up some treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. I thought that the merchants is going to own half of heaven by the time he gets up there. I might end up in a little shack off on the corner. You know, that little thin cloud that rolls around up there. The desire is getting stronger every day. You know what, though? My burden for souls grew a whole lot in the course of reading that book. And my burden for souls grew an awful lot when I saw the church out there in Juniper Woods, Gospel of Faith Church. When I seen it begin to want to believe, excuse me, what the scripture says. Because Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That's mankind. We often hear of the exciting missionary stories for foreign lands and wonder why it's not happening here in America. Why don't they come here? I mean, we've got America and it's falling apart. I've only been able to come up with one answer for that. We don't have the want to here in America. We just plain don't have the desire. Or like that Southern gentleman told me, y'all got to have that want to. There are too many distractions. We are too busy with life, just struggling. We're too caught up in the materialistic world that the devil has provided for us. You know what? I'm tired of the foreign missionaries having all the good testimonies. I want to see thousands upon thousands come to God here in Arizona. Amen. Lift your hands to heaven and shout amen to Jesus. I believe that can happen. If we have that desire, if we have that want to, if we have the passion, we can win souls for Jesus right here. You know, truckers go up and down 89 all the time, up and down I-40 all the time. If we get this to where they can listen to church on Sunday, it'll grow across this country. It'll grow completely across this country. But we got to get that word out. If Jesus promised to make his followers fishers of men, it raises the question whether those who chose not to win souls are closely following the Master. Did you hear me? I'd like to say that again. Listen to me. If Jesus promised to make his followers fishers of men, that's you and I, it raises that question whether those who chose not to win souls for Christ are following the Master, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He who shall come down into the clouds. And then we who remain will be caught up together, will we? If we have the want to. If we have the desire to follow Christ, yes. If we were truly following the Master to the best of our ability, we could automatically have that want to or the desire to win souls, because that is what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did. I mean, I remember watching one of the shows and at Easter time, and people were going through the town. Listen, this new guy is up on the hill preaching. Yeah, come on. You got to listen to this guy. Follow me. And they followed and they were saved. What an exciting thing it must have been to walk with Jesus on this earth for those years, for those 3.5 years of ministry. What an impact. Forgive me. What an impact that must have had on the lives of those disciples. We don't have that close up, hands-on experience that they had. We don't have that. But we do have his Spirit in our hearts and in our souls. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be a witness unto both to him, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and what? The uttermost parts of the earth. That's you and I. We're there. We're in the uttermost parts of the earth. If the Holy Ghost does not motivate you to witness, then you need to find somebody who witnesses and watch how exciting and how fulfilling it is to them. Believe me. That's what I mean, I do this for all the time. You know, I'll go out on a call for crisis management, and there'll be a veteran or there'll be someone sitting there with a gun in their hands or a bottle of pills. That's a time that we don't want to speak. We want the Holy Ghost to speak. And he will if you follow Jesus. Now, that day has fully come to this church. We talk about it all the time. And it's exciting to hear the response, not just to the service, but also to life itself. Just a few days ago, we walked up to our neighbor's house, knocked on the door, and asked our neighbor if he had received Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. A few weeks ago, that would never have happened, because he doesn't know the full truth yet. He hasn't had that Bible study yet, but it's happening. They're drawing closer to Christ. It is exciting being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. See, I don't know about you. Excuse me. But it is exciting to me to know that someone who's like I was, an addict, an alcoholic, a sinner, who comes to know Jesus Christ and then receives of the Holy Ghost. That infilling, seeing the joy of the Lord touch somebody, is so exciting. We used to have altar call there at the church, and I don't know if you've been having altar call or not, but we used to have altar call in front, and people would literally fall in the Spirit at that altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's exciting. Seeing the joy of the Lord touch somebody. Clapping your hands to the Lord if you feel the same way. I'm telling you, you know, I've been in churches where they just sit there. They just sit there. They don't smile. They don't laugh at you know, when you're trying to be funny. They don't sing with joy. It's like robots. I want you to be able to clap. Clap when you feel the joy of the Lord touch somebody. Clap your hands to the Lord if you feel that way. And in closing, I want to share one more thing with you today. One more thing. Here at Gospel Faith Church and on the broadcast, We have two of the world's greatest fishing stories. I guess they should have said stores. Bass Pro Shop and Cabela's. These stores have everything that you will ever need if you want to go fishing. But neither of these stores can create a fisherman, right? They can sell you all the equipment. They can load you down, load your truck down, load your trailer down. And you may not even catch a fish because nobody said, hey, they're biting. You see, you have got to have the want to. You've got to have the want to. You have to have that desire to save souls for Christ. I mean, imagine your friends burning in the everlasting fires of hell and damnation. You can go to these stores, and you often as you like, and you will even enjoy yourself very much. It's fun and it's exciting just to go to those stores. I mean, the aquarium they have there, all the fish they have there swimming around. One of them has even a great restaurant down here in Phoenix, and you can go and eat and leave satisfied and full. I've learned, though, that going to these stores never caught me any fish. It wasn't until I started spending time with a real fisherman that I actually went fishing and started catching fish. Here at Gospel of Faith Church, we have the greatest truth that this world could ever have. We have everything that we need to get this gospel out to our community. Yet this church seems to not be able to win souls for Christ because the Spirit has left. It's time to bring the Spirit back. Amen. It's time to bring back the Holy Ghost. It's time to bring back that supernatural power of Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Here at Gospel at Faith Church, we have everything that we need. And yes, all we need now is that want to. You have got to have the want to, that desire to save souls. We can come to church as often as we like. We can even enjoy the services and pray at the altar. We will have a good time in the Lord. We sing some old-time religious songs. Hallelujah. We get all excited. And we will even hear the word as the pastor breaks the bread of life. And we will leave full and satisfied. Hallelujah. I've learned, though, that simply coming to church never caught me any fish. It wasn't until I started hanging out with a fisherman that I started catching some fish. I started learning what the Lord tells us. That is why Jesus said to his disciples, follow me, say it with me, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. When I began spending time with Jesus on my knees, it made a big difference, a big difference. When I started hanging out with Brother Saul, I caught that soul-winning bug. Church, you are a New Testament church. And what goes along with that New Testament church is the Holy Spirit. Let's bring the Spirit back to Gospel of Faith Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands to heaven and just take in the Lord. Take a deep breath and just bring in the Spirit. You have got to have the want to win souls for Jesus. Now, I know there's some of you that are listening that have never found Jesus. You've held back. You've held back. And I'm praying for you right now. Father, if there be any listening to this message today, and we've touched a heart, we've touched a soul, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for calling me to be a fellow fisherman, a joint promoter, and a laborer together with you. I commit to pray and not to give up on winning souls. My friend, if you're listening to me, sir, ma'am, little one, teenager, and you want to receive Jesus Christ as your soul, that's the start, to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just say this simple prayer. It's a very simple prayer with me. Just bow your heads wherever you are, bow your heads, unless you're on the freeway. Don't take your eyes off the road. Father, it is written in your word that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Whosoever believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Father, I confess, say it with me, I confess that Jesus is my Lord. I repent, I turn away from my sin. And I ask your forgiveness. I believe in my heart that, Father, you raised Jesus from the dead. And right now, as God looks down upon me, I turn away from my past life. And I close the door to any of the devil's devices, drinking, drugs, whatever it may be. Now, I need you to do that. I need you to pray that. Father, I pray through Jesus that you would save me. Grant me salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on that cross that I might be saved. I come to you willingly. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My friend, if you prayed that prayer with sincerity and faith, I ask you now, if you're close to gospel faith, show up on Sunday. I'll be there this Sunday. If you're not and you're somewhere else in the world, find a Bible-believing church, a Christian church. For those of you that are on the res, the Spirit of God. Come, follow Jesus and the Spirit of God. I welcome you. I welcome you if you said that prayer to the family of God. And I pray that you will be touched and filled with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I need to correct something that's on the website. It says to send your checks if you're going to pay tithing or offering and you send it by check. They've got the wrong address on there. I don't know how, but if you could send it to P.O. Box 697, Gospel of Faith Church, P.O. Box 697, Ash Fork, Arizona 86320. Again, that's Gospel of Faith Church, P.O. Box 697, Ash Fork, Arizona 86426. And yes, we can convert all kinds of money. I just had to convert some Japanese yen, so we can. So with that, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you till he brings us back once again. God bless.